USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure condemning President Trump for what the Democrats called racist tweets against four lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to urge support for the resolution.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
Republicans said her criticism has violated House rules against personal attacks on the president and should be stricken from the record. The
gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and requested to be taken down.
After a lengthy delay, the parliamentarian agreed. Number two Democrat Steny Hoyer.
The words should not be used in debate.
But then, in a party line vote, Democrats used their majority to overrule that finding and prevented the words from being stricken. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration rule. The groups, led by the ACLU, are in federal court in San Francisco, suing to stop a tough new policy that essentially would bar almost all immigrants from seeking asylum at the southern border. Lee Gillard of the ACLU says,
the new policy violates the Federal Immigration Act passed by Congress.
The advocacy groups contend that the government lacks authority to exclude asylum seekers. A judge is restricting the social media use of Trump ally Roger Stone. She says no more Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Stone, who was already charged in lying in the Russia investigation, is now in deeper trouble after a federal judge said he repeatedly violated her gag order. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't send Stone to jail or fine him in contempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Facebook executives are back on Capitol Hill. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The head of Facebook's new digital currency division is trying to address lawmakers' concerns. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says Facebook likes to talk a big game.
How do we know that this isn't going to change, and how do we know you're actually going to do that based on your track record of failing and violating and deceiving in the past?
Senator McSally also voices her concerns regarding Facebook's privacy rules.
Yet you're launching a new product, and you're claiming that their privacy is going to be protected. So how are users to know that that's also not going to change, and they're not going to be violated? That's what I'm getting at. The core issue here is trust.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A report from the CDC finds that deaths from unintentional injuries have been rising in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The East Baton Rouge coroner says Sadie Roberts Joseph was suffocated before her body was locked in the trunk of a car found parked 3 miles from the 75-year-old's home in Baton Rouge over the weekend. The Baton Rouge police chief says,
our detectives are working overtime. They're exhausting every investigative lead.
A reward of up to $5,000 now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Roberts Joseph was known for curating the Baton Rouge African American History Museum since 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.